A very good morning to all of you. I'll be speaking from Joshua chapter 3, and the subject of this passage of scripture is the crossing of the river Jordan. For Joshua, Caleb, and the Israelites, who are about the same age, they have waited for more than 40 years for this occasion. The time has finally come. They could have entered the promised land much earlier, but they did not. The reason is the people sinned against God after coming out of Egypt, and they did not trust in God to go in to possess the land. 11 months after crossing the Red Sea, the Israelites started to complain about hardship. Then they complain about the food. These are all recorded in Exodus chapter 11. The complaining of the people angered God and frustrated Moses. And Moses prayed to God. God showed both judgment and grace. In Exodus chapter 11, verse 2, we are told that the fire of the Lord was quenched when Moses prayed. The people then wanted to eat meat, and he sent quail. On the selfsame chapter and verse 31. After eating much quail, the Bible says they loathed it. And they even become so tired because the very breath of theirs, they smell quail. And they wanted something more. You see, they keep complaining, and God was very unhappy. We're told that God sent a plague to afflict the people. What was the plague? Now, we don't exactly know what it was, but I've read some very ingenious way of explaining. A Bible teacher says this, that the people craved and lusted after meat so much that they ate half-cooked meat. As a result, the people suffered from bacterial infection because of raw meat, and they died. Now, we do not know what the plague was, but we are certain it is a punishment on the sin of the people. God was still good to them. They journeyed on. And they came to the fringe of the promised land. And then God told Moses, send men that they may go and search out the land, which I will give unto the children of Israel. Choose one man from each tribe. That was the instruction given. So there were a total of 12 men who were to serve as spies. The mission took 40 days, and the 12 spies returned with this report. They confirmed that the land was good, indeed, a land flowing with milk and honey. They, however, also gave a bad report, which nevertheless was a true report. There were giants in the land. Now, we want to see the reaction of the people. We are told that they all raised their voice and wept aloud. And this is what they said to Moses. Make us a captain and let us return to Egypt. Now, they've gone so far, I've said previously. And now, they say, let us return to Egypt. I think this speaks about a little about our Christian life. You know, we have been saved for many years, and then a little hardship comes upon us, and we think of going back to our old ways. Now, why should we give up all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us to go to return to the old way of life. The Israelites had this thought of going back. And remember, they were in Egypt, they were suffering, they were slaves, and day and night they were calling out to God, deliver us. And now, because of the little hardship, they're thinking of going back. Now, my dear brethren, I do not know what trials you are going through. I know trials are not nice to bear. But let me encourage you. Press on. The Lord will never fail you. If you look back, you'll always see God's hand guiding you. But Joshua and Caleb were among the 12 spies, says this. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against ye the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Natural to fear, but I hope that we can see that when God is with us, we make the majority. After Caleb and Joshua spoke, the whole assembly wanted to stone them. However, God intervened. God came with his glory. We're told that the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And God spoke, I'm greatly provoked. The children of Israel did not have faith and courage to go in to possess the land. The result. The children of Israel had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because they did not have faith. And this is what the Lord said to Moses, that all who are numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years and upward, which have murmured against me, their carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. In other words, on that day, those who are 20 years and above will not enter into the promised land. Joshua chapter 3 is a record of the incident 40 years later. The people are now all excited about entering into the promised land. But they must first cross the river Jordan. The crossing of the river Jordan is a reminiscence of the crossing of the Red Sea. I can imagine Joshua and his compatriots standing at the brink of the river. The scenes of the opening of the Red Sea flashed in their memories. Now for the Israelites who were born in Egypt and had the experience of walking through the Red Sea on dry land. This is a momentous day. The question is, why are there two crossing? The crossing of the Red Sea and now the crossing of the River Jordan. Could have God led them through some other ways where they could have a road access into the promised land? Well, probably there is. So why two crossings? See, I believe God wants the Israelites to place their faith in him. And I think God helped us to learn in times of trial, right? God could have led us through an easier path. But then in his sovereignty and wisdom, he decides to lead us into a more difficult path. And these are good for us because we learn to trust in him. So I want to say some trials in our life are good. See, when things are not going our way, we turn to God. and we realize our dependence is on the Almighty God for grace and strength. But this is what James said to us in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. He says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing."